Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready, Kiki?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something like move this part up, move this part to
you. You can't hear me because I'm going to be laughing at you guys. I'm going to like keep
posting my mouth. That's okay. If you want to like scoot it away for now, that's fine. Okay. Today's cocktail is called Good Girl Gone Bad. So these are the ingredients you're going to need. You're going to need a half ounce of amaretto almond liqueur, half ounce of slow gin, a half ounce of triple sec, a half ounce of peach schnapps, one splash of orange juice, a splash of ocean spray cranberry juice, or you can do like an organic one, 1.5 ounces of vodka, half ounce of Southern Comfort peach liqueur, and this is how you're going to make it. So you're going to add all of the ingredients to a cocktail shaker, half filled with ice cubes, strain into shot glasses, and serve. It makes 2 to 3 servings of a good girl gone bad, Kiki.
Do you feel that way about yourself?
I feel like I was never a good girl. When I was a child, I was playing house, and I was always the man playing girlfriend and boyfriend house. There was always a side chick. I was never really the good girl.
Okay, well, I feel that way sometimes, especially after I've been drinking. It's just like, who is that bitch? I don't even know her. And y'all are telling me stuff happens. That's not in my memory bank. So was it really me? Or are you sure? Or maybe I have a doppelganger. I don't know. Sometimes I do feel like a good
girl. That
is
fitting for you. Because I remember when you were a good girl. Mm-hmm. I remember when we were
I used to not drink.
You were a virgin.
Yeah.
You weren't drinking. You were taking caffeine pills. And like, Kiki was taking caffeine pills. She's like, turn up. Let me pop my pills. We drunk making horrible decisions.
And I'm like, because I knew I couldn't handle it. And look at me now, just a big old hoe. So anyway, welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions. I started to call it another show name. Medina poured my drink today. Don't blame it on me. I was trying to behave and the peer pressure set in.
It's okay.
Okay, so how was your last 15 minutes?
It was great.
Since we did an episode.
Walked out into the studio lobby. Mm-hmm. Said hey to some people. Mm-hmm. How was your last 15 minutes?
It was cool. I went and peed like usual. I noticed that they had just cleaned the bathroom, so I almost fell and bust my ass. But that was okay because I like to know that there's disinfectant in there, especially with some of the people, the unsavory characters I see walking around and the stories I've heard about what goes on in here. You know, it's nice to see cleaners being
smell
used.
The Fabuloso. Black people love using Fabuloso.
Because it leaves that strong, it's clean smell. Yeah. If you can't smell anything, like the Meyer stuff is cool. I like that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I need a stronger scent. I want to,
Fabuloso. Something that's going to kill those brain
bleach.
Cells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the germs. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. So we do have a guest this week. But before we get to her, I'm going to go ahead and do Weird Sex. And then we will introduce her and play a little game.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
All right, so this week's Weird Sex is perfect for you, Medina.
Now I'm scared it's going to have something to do with some booty hole.
No. So there is a Japanese billionaire who is looking for a girlfriend, and there is an application process. He wants her, but I don't know if you're going to like this part. He wants her to go to Mars with him.
I am going. What's his name?
Okay. I might not be able to pronounce it. Okay. Yasaku Maezawa. I don't know. I'm going to just type it in the description. Yeah. So if y'all want to look for it. So anyway, he's looking for a female life partner to be his one on a trip to the moon scheduled for 2023. So you've got time to say your goodbyes to your family before you go off to the moon. Did I say Mars? I meant the moon. Anyway, he's 44. He's made billions by starting ZOZOTOWN, which is Japan's largest fashion retail site. So you'll be decked out in whatever the latest Japanese fashions are. He seems cute.
How tall is
this? This is what the internet said.
Like,
I'm not saying that.
Seems cute.
I saw his picture. I think cute as in personality. Okay. And loyal as fuck since he only wants to love one woman, which makes me want to kick myself for only dating broke, cheating D-bags. That's what the writer said. I feel you, girl. Okay. So. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
Hopefully they extended the deadline. I read this wrong. I thought it said the deadline was January 27th. The deadline was the 17th. Damn.
So it's, I don't have a chance.
You might. Maybe nobody knew about it because I just saw the article today.
Yeah.
So you just never know. Anyway, he's a college dropout who made his fortune from the retail business. And now he is just trying to go on this space vacation. He's really trying to flew you out.
That's you really.
On a fucking spaceship.
Just flewed out to like.
Call my girl and put her on a spaceship. For
what?
Real. Because I'm rich as fuck. We're going to be out here. It's just the two of us. He obviously doesn't want anybody on the side because who else will be there but the astronauts?
Can you, imagine that conversation? No. Like my man took me to the moon. Like, it's like you're listening to your girlfriends talk about what they nigga do.
Oh, I went to the Maldives. Bitch, I went to the moon.
I went to the
You ever been
moon.
Outer space? Like, I had to go through some special training to get out there and you just have a passport. How basic.
Like, you're, and then like he takes you out there and he takes like a piece of the moon and that's what your ring is made out of. And you're like, yeah,
oh,
well,
fuck no, I still want a diamond.
I think but I would be fine with like a moon ring. That's the moon. Like, don't nobody else
well,
got it.
I hope
it.
Y'all get y'all's moon rings one day because I don't want it. I want a diamond.
Everybody wants
so
that with that same little round square wedding ring. Everybody.
Well, I don't want the same one, but I want a nice one. And that way, when it doesn't work out, I can go cash out. Where are you going to sell the moon at?
I'm not selling
to NASA?
It. I'm not leaving that nigga. You took me to the moon? What?
He might leave you.
Well, how was
I? Be like, actually, she had an attitude the whole ride back from the moon. Do y'all know how fucking long that ride was? And she just was not shut up. You just never know. Okay, so anyway, that's it for Weird Sex. Thank you guys for sending me the articles. Sorry, I read that wrong, and I really thought it was the 27th. So I thought all of y'all could send applications and tell me what it was like. But oh well. Yeah. Good luck to him.
You
now
guys,
it's time for a game with our guest.
Y'all, we have a very special guest, and it's so cool because like I know her but I don't know her. A lot of y'all kind of watched Temptation Island, I think. So we have another Temptation Island actor person. I don't know what to call us, like reality like person. We got a sign
probably
up for y'all.
Shouldn't call each other actors.
Sorry,
since it's a reality
cast
show.
Member person.
Cast member.
We weren't acting. We really was out there with our hearts broken.
Right.
But y'all, we got a Sonica. We got a Sonica.
Hey,
what's up, a Sonica?
Thank you, Dina, for inviting me.
So before we get to know you a little bit better,
okay, we
like to play games with our guests to get them to loosen up, just in case the alcohol doesn't work.
Okay, hold on. We'll go.
She's taking a sip. So. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
This is called Would You Ever. We like to do Would You Ever. We just like to lay the question out there. Asanika, would you ever have sex at your parents' house while they are home?
Yes. Done that before.
Really?
I'm always terrified and I'm
like,
grown.
Hell no.
I pay my own bills now. Like, I am still terrified to
I
do that.
I hide my sex toys when
really?
My mama comes to town.
I mean, it's uncomfortable, like, you know, but...
Are you being sneaky with it, or are they just cool with it?
Is it a really big house?
Huh?
Is it a really big house?
No.
Oh,
it's not that big
girl,
house.
You brave.
Woo, that's that good peen, though.
You see, my mom sits real hard.
Oh.
So, like, she don't have
my mom won't even let a man, if I bring a boyfriend home, she won't let him sleep in my room.
No, I'm sneaking him in there.
Sonica said, look, it's going down.
By any means necessary. Okay, next one. Would you ever have sex with a friend's ex if she said she really didn't care?
Nah, man. It's touchy for me. I can try my best not to do that one. But I mean, it's been done to me a couple times before. So.
Oh, really? That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
I don't like that.
I
don't like that at all.
Especially if you're like, if she's like... it's okay, you can do it. I always feel like the it's okay, you can do it is really just a test.
Correct. I've never even asked.
Is she gonna be mad? Mm-mm. I've had some friends be like, someone that I used to talk to, like wants to talk to you. I really don't care. I'm over it. And I'd be like, no.
No, you're gonna be over it. And then we're gonna all be on Snap.
Right? And we're gonna ruin our lives for
especially
everything.
If he treats me different than he treated you.
Yeah, it's gonna always be some type of vibe.
Would you ever beg an ex to take you back?
You know what? Honestly, I've done that before.
I have too.
I mean, you know, if you love somebody and you want to get things straightened out, I think sometimes you have to put pride aside and be big enough to explain, like, listen, I apologize, whatever, whatever. This is my situation and it is what it is. At least you could walk away knowing you tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's just an adult thing.
That was a really good answer. Mm-hmm. That was a really good answer. Have you ever?
I'll be begging niggas and what's in my niggas? Just answer the damn phone, baby, baby, please. Why are you ignoring me? Like, I'm so good to you. What is wrong? Like, talk about putting pride to the side. It's like, girl, maybe you need to play Where's Waldo with your pride and find that shit. Right. It's just like, pick yourself up. Like, up. I mean, I'd just be confused.
Yeah, sometimes I've definitely be like it. That. Like, and I dare a bitch to act like you ain't never wanted somebody back yeah. that don't want you. Like, sometimes it just be like that.
And it's like, I didn't even do shit wrong and I'm begging.
I'm begging.
Just sad. Just a sad little, nah. Ooh, it's sad. I don't want to talk about that.
Having sad moments. Yeah. Lord Jesus.
You learn from them, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Sure. I'm still learning, man.
While you're baking.
We okay. all are. Me too.
Okay. Would you ever give him head while he's driving?
Yes.
I was so nervous to put that in there. I was like, it's not going to be like.
I mean, yeah, I've done it before. Listen, Ayu, first of all, I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. There's some things I'm doing.
Yeah, like, I got time. Let's just be honest.
You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But I mean, I've done that before and crazy because I try and have my life at the end of the day because, you know, people will be crashing.
That steering mm-hmm. wheel is right there.
Yeah,
you'd be like, if something nervous. Did happen, it's like my whole head is busted.
We're both going to die.
It depends on the kind of car you're in. If it's like, okay, do I want to take this risk or not? Like, it needs to be spacious.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to explain this to my mother? That's always what I think about in situations like that. Fun things, but it's like, if we get in a wreck and my head is, your dick is like lodged in my throat, I suffocate oh to death God. And the steering wheel is on the back of my neck.
To die.
I know. Dark. And what you gonna tell my mama? Exactly. That's why I'd be like, if it's like a sports car, if it's something that's real tight inside, we're not doing that. We need the big body.
I need to be able to take my seatbelt off, turn around like
comfortably.
Comfortably to really position. Mm-hmm. The steering wheel is not touching my face. Like, we're good.
Because I need to get expert. A good positioning.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
make
yeah.
sure that yeah. like it, as you know, you turn and stuff that you're not slipping and falling all yeah. over the place. It really is an art to sucking dick in the car. You can't
while
just
you're
do
driving because you also got to be able to grip yourself when he's stopping. Like,
mm-hmm. so and he might move his leg. You just never know. And don't let it be a stick shift.
Don't because oh God, and then don't much. Let him jerk real hard and then you fall on and then you throw up. That's happened to me too. And it's like we can't even go to dinner anymore.
Mm-hmm. Fuck your eyelashes off, literally. I mean, not that I know anything out. About it, but these are just things that we've heard.
Yeah,
yeah. Just, right. I read it in a book one time.
Right,
it happened.
A Zane book.
Okay, would you ever talk to yourself while you're masturbating?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't for me.
Okay. Is that like a...
I gotta hype myself up.
I gotta hype... But the crazy thing is, before I turned 30, I never used to do that. I used to think, like, I would just, like, you know, watch porn and do my thing. But now, I can be in the bathtub and literally talk shit to myself.
Yeah. You got to hype yourself up. If you can't feel sexy about you, who else can make you feel sexy about you? Be like, oh my God, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm so hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I will act like a man is there.
I do both.
I'll say
it depends
name.
On the mood. Like, okay, if it's a video that I'm recording, I'm just talking to myself. If I'm by myself, I talk like I'm the nigga.
Wait, what?
Like, I will talk to myself like I'm the man talking to me.
Oh, like,
but if I'm by myself, I'm just talking to myself, hyping myself up, like, as myself. I'm
not I'll
playing
say things
character.
Like, yeah, look at me while you do that.
You're so silly.
Oh, I don't say that.
I do that. I did that this morning in the bathtub. I was like, look at me while you eat my pussy. Look at me while you, and it's just me
okay,
in
so
the toy.
What were you doing? I was, when you was talking about, look at me while you eat.
Okay, so
pussy.
I've started this new thing. Have you ever got your vibrator? I have the little vibrator where the
that one.
The Satisfyer Pro. Oh, girl.
Yeah,
oh,
we need to see life is one. Real sad.
Girl. The Satisfyer Pro with the little hole in the middle. And if you do it in the water, it literally feels like somebody's sucking on your pussy. It has a little Whoa. Hole and these little beats in it.
It's like little
but
pulsation.
What I've been doing lately, because I'm using my toy too much and I need more, mm-hmm. I lay up under the faucet. Like the
that is a good
bathtub
thing.
Faucet is going yeah. and the vibrator is going. And then I was laying there and Whoa, I was like, look at me. Look at me while you're eating my pussy. No, where are you looking? Look at me. And it's a problem. Like, it's just me. After I'm done, I'm like, you're really in here. Like, if somebody, my neighbors probably think I'm always fucking somebody and they probably be looking like, who's going to leave? It's me. I got a problem.
You do?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay, last one. Would you ever have sex with a man whose booty is bigger than yours?
Wait, hold on. Let me think about that.
I have.
You've had sex with a big booty man.
I mean, my booty ain't big.
I mean,
I think I have a regular size booty. Yeah. It's a little wide, but it don't poke that much.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I mean, why not? You know?
Sometimes the booty is too juicy. And then it's just like, well, damn.
When men have big, juicy booties,
it starts to look sloppy.
Well, I can't do it. If he takes his pants off and he's like,
I'm not trying to like
slide them bad boys. I gotta go. I just started my period.
I never met a guy with no booty like that.
Lately, I've been seeing men with massive booties. And I don't know.
Where you seeing that, girl?
All over. I've been seeing men with massive booties. I'm not gonna lie.
So last episode, I only said that because of that video.
The person that I'm talking about is probably gonna listen to this. I know him. I'm not talking about you. There's other big booty men that I've been seeing. But like, I've just been seeing men with big old booties.
Okay. Well, you know,
next time, can you screen, like, take a picture and send it to me? Because what I want to see it too. Of a big booty on
I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna send y'all something tomorrow. Okay, so that was the end of our game. Would you ever? Y'all, we got a Sonica, aka Sonic.
Yeah.
AKA Sonny. So I don't even know if they call you that. AKA Temptations Sonic. Island's finest. Everybody be like, dang, a Sonica is fine. I have so many niggas in my DMs talking about, can you introduce me to a Sonica?
In your DMs and in it, mine?
In my DMs.
Because
bro.
They
be like, can you introduce me to a Sonica? And I'd be like, slide in her DMs.
I mean, you know, every now and then I know somebody in my DMs, but it's not like,
what do they say when they slide in yours? Because we talk about this a lot. Yeah. What we get.
I don't know. Guys just like, I don't know. Let me see what they say.
I hate when they start with like, I know your DMs is so full and you probably not going to see this.
I see it because I read them all.
Probably right.
I read them. I'm just not going to open it.
I'll be opening them.
Yeah. I don't like read through all of them. Like someone be like, hey, you know, I would like to. Some of them try to be gentlemen, like I want to take you out, like do stuff, or like I don't know. But I guess because I ignore them.
Have you ever fallen for any of the DMs and really met with somebody that slid in your DMs?
Well, there was one guy whose mom slid into my DM for her son
because he was in prison.
What?
He wasn't in prison.
That's what happened with me. The sister and the mom. They're like, God, he locked us up.
No, Medina.
No, he was not in prison, Medina. He was just
He was in the free world.
He was actually a good looking guy doing well for himself. And I was wondering to myself, like, why is his mom trying to hook him up? And that is not the first time that's happened. It's like the third time somebody's guy's mom tried to like hook me up.
Do you go and meet them?
No. But I consider it because I was like, well, I mean,
your mama is really working for you.
I don't know how I would react if that happened to me. Nobody's mama, they probably think I'm trash. Nobody's mama has ever like hit me up to be like, oh, no, I take that back. Actually, that did happen, but that happened in real life, not in my DMs. That's crazy that people, their moms are on Instagram or Facebook.
Instagram in a real life. Like it happened to me like when I was on a plane.
Oh, wow.
You know, like she's like, hey, well, here's my son.
I would take it as a compliment, though.
Yeah, that is. That's
like, oh, you see good qualities in me because no mom is going to try and put their son on with somebody good.
Unless he's
somebody bad.
That's what's happening to
not
me.
Not somebody good.
These niggas is locked up and
their moms.
Sisters,
I remember
I had a mom and I had two sisters and they are like my bro, my son. He's locked up, but he really is a good guy and he's a good girl.
He probably is. What was he in jail?
Why
for?
Is he a good guy if he in jail?
One, well, it was drugs. The other two, they were rapists. And okay. I was just like,
what the fuck?
Where do I fall? Like, what's going on? God, what are we doing? Like, it's crazy. It's really actually crazy, you guys. It's crazy. That's why I was like, he's in prison.
Right? Okay, no. The drug dealer I can get over, but the rapist, it's just like, okay, how you describe this as a good guy? Like, this is not that.
I guess we gotta watch the whole court case because
right. She sent me the court documents.
What?
They got my address. I actually talked about this on Instagram.
Did you read?
I heard you talking about like some stuff.
I
like
started reading it, and then I started getting wrapped up into it. My sister is a news anchor, and I was like, should I do this? I got some friends who are attorneys. He's like, I didn't do it. Now the nigga got out of jail. He probably listening right now. He sent me a text message. This was days ago.
Gave him your phone number?
I did not give him my phone. I don't know how he gave me my phone number.
I had
to talk to
guy.
My leasing office, show the picture because he sent pictures. It was a real thing. Because I don't know if he's going to come to Atlanta. He sent me all these messages and was like, I'm out. And I was like, Oh, this is real. This is like an actual.
You be careful, girl.
I'm gonna be careful. Let me tell you something.
Hopefully not outside waiting for you
somewhere. I'm gonna hit up one leg bay and be like, I need you to pull up real quick.
That's interesting.
He gonna hop on the scene like.
Literally. We gotta stop. We gotta stop talking about
him. Later, you gotta tell me like what his papers say.
Yeah,
I wanna know. Do you still have him?
I keep his picture on my refrigerator.
I don't want his picture. I just want to read the case file.
Your friend. And my friends come over. They're like, is this your cousin or your uncle or your dad? I'm like, no, I keep it there just in case I really do see him.
You want to remember forget. What?
Yeah, I don't want to be like.
I get it. I probably wouldn't put it on my fridge.
It's right
does
there.
Does it say wanted on it?
No,
or does
it's just
it
a
say beware?
It's like, it's
with the background? That they
it's
be
the jail
their-
background. Niggas be coming over like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, God, you tell me.
My man locked up, but I'm just going to hold it down for him until he get back. It's an open relationship.
It's
until
a
then.
Whole open relationship. That nigga paying the rent. Okay, Sonic. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm a really...
Y'all, we drinking.
Medina poured that drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, let me get it together. No, I'm originally from St. Thomas, U.S. Mm-hmm. Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. which is in the Caribbean. The way I best describe it, like, a lot of people don't know, like, Virgin Islands. Maybe some, maybe don't. But more people are familiar with, like, Puerto Rico. It's literally, like, 20 minutes away from Puerto Rico in, like, the Caribbean. So, yeah.
Huh. Do you speak Spanish?
What?
No. In English? No. In Spanish? And no in Chinese.
I only speak English. Broken English. Do people tell you that they love your accent all the time?
Yeah.
Well, you don't like it? Why'd you say it like
no,
that?
No, I'm like, it's my accent, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you don't notice.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and sometimes I like actually like try to kind of hide it a little mm-hmm. bit. So I try to speak more proper so people can understand me more clearly. But mm-hmm. some words I just can't like say different.
Yeah.
And what about when you get mad?
Oh, gosh.
When I get mad,
straight up Island Girl.
Yeah. When you got mad at the reunion, I was like,
oh, yeah.
What did she
I
say?
Watched it. She stormed out. I was like,
mad
oh.
as shit.
And I, oh, okay. Well, yeah. Bye, girl. It was nice seeing you.
I tell, can I swear here?
Yeah. Okay. You can say whatever you want to say.
Hey, I'm Moroscon. Don't follow me, you know. Moroscon? That's a big thing back home. Like when you say Moroscon.
Moroscon.
Yeah.
Is that like motherfucker?
It's like, kind of, but it's okay. Like, it's really like your mother's vagina. That's a bad thing. Nobody wants to say that. So we don't always say that. Like, we can get like, your mother's gun this, your mother's gun that. So everybody home were like, you a madman, son.
You a madman, son. I wish I had an accent.
You do have
an
accent.
It's
really?
Just not yeah. like that.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah.
So how long have you been here?
I live in Georgia now for 2 years. Before here, I was originally in, like, Vegas for, like, 3 years before uh-huh. then. And then I just kind of come here by, like, crazy story for another day. But yeah, so now I'm here now.
So, okay, before we get into the nasty stuff.
Okay, go.
You're not with Gavin anymore.
No. In English? No. In Spanish? No. In Chinese?
Are you dating? Do you miss him? Like, what's going on in your dating life right now?
I am dating me.
Okay.
Seriously. That's good. Like, real talk. And do I miss him? Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, we were really good friends, like, whatever the case is in our situation. But, like, I realized it just wasn't good for my situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, if you're not finding someone that... I said this on the show and I'm going to say it again. If you don't find someone that's, like, equivalent to you or at least trying to, like, help you and push you to be better and, you know, supportive, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. what's the point?
What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't have the time. I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
When you watched the show back, was there anything that you, like, regretted that you did or wish that they would have showed more, anything like that?
Yeah. I definitely think, like, in the experience, I was more, you know, I spoke about Gavin a lot. Mm-hmm. And they didn't show that. They were, like, sick of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always saying things about Gavin.
Like back positive and, things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they definitely played the more negative things and positive things. And of course, I had some negative things to say because if everything was all good and gravy, why would I be there, right?
Right.
So, but of course, they would focus on that. And then that's just how he came out. So I just kind of came out looking like I was bashing him, but whatever.
I always wondered, like, I didn't take it like you were bashing him either. Well, I really didn't.
Well, if you ask him.
Well, fuck him. <That's> like,
exactly. But if you ask him. That's what he would say. I don't
he felt
care.
Like
I don't
real.
Care.
I always wondered, like, when the couples that didn't leave together flew home? Like, were y'all on the same flight home?
Girl, we were on the same flight every time. And that's a crazy thing to me.
Did y'all sit together and talk about, like, were y'all, did y'all have attitudes? Like,
no, we were cool until, like, I don't know. Like, we were cool. We were clear. We had conversations. Like, we understood where we was. And then...
And y'all lived together. So y'all had to go home together.
Right. But that was another story, too.
Can you tell a story?
Can you?
Because you made a fake.
To the left, to the left.
I know.
To the left, to the left.
Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, we do. Because sometimes you just have
listen
to
that song again, and then y'all know what I'm talking about.
I can have another you in a minute. Okay. A matter of fact, him, he coming. He on his way. Because the rent still got to be paid, nigga. Bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Like, that just must be so awkward. Like,
very awkward.
What made you want to do it for real, for real?
For real, Sonica.
What, a show?
The show.
Well,
because everybody thinks the couples are crazy for even going.
Agreed. Gavin is a smooth talker. You know, he'll send soap water just camera to a camel.
Huh? He's just camera shy.
That boy ain't camera shy at all. All he wanted to do was be in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? So he just thought that it was like a good opportunity. You know, we were good. We had a good vibe, but still trying to figure out like where things could possibly be. Mm-hmm. So I thought that it would be a cool opportunity to, in my honest reaction, I didn't even think that we would get on the show. Mm-hmm. I was just doing it like for him. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Let's just do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I decided to do. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh, shit, I got to go on this goddamn show. Then I was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Watching the show, did you notice that nobody was connecting with Gavin? Not one person.
Oh, can we have this conversation for real?
Yes.
That's what we like.
That's what we like, real conversation. Because what? I even told Gavin, like, Gavin sometimes will talk like people liked him and no one liked him.
Gavin convinced me that there was more people that liked him that the TV was showing. Like you.
Oh, please.
Just so if y'all aren't watching the YouTube video, Sonica pointed at me. And if you guys know me, what is not going to happen is I'm going to lie to a nigga and act like I like him unless that nigga got some money. Which, that's not Gavin. So, what?
That was hilarious.
There were moments when they literally had to be like, okay, Medina, stop arguing with Gavin.
Yeah, I also heard you guys argue a lot.
Because I really didn't. I thought that his sarcasm wasn't funny.
I know.
I used to be so mad. Like, I'm offended. You're rude. Get the fuck out of my face. When he asked me out on the date, I was like, what?
I know.
What?
I know. That's a hard.
So I wonder if he thought, like, you were not getting along with him.
There's
like a
no
kindergarten
way
style.
That
was thinking.
Yeah, kindergarten style. Like, I would never, I watched the show. I would never think that that's somebody that you would go after.
They couldn't even edit it to think that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It just, okay.
Oh, we gotta have brunch.
That's interesting.
We gotta have brunch.
I'm sitting here like.
Yeah, okay, hilarious. But what about your connection with that fine man?
Kareem?
Yeah.
How tall was he first?
He's little.
Yeah, so Kareem wasn't that tall. So, I mean, Kareem was a good
guy.
He was
shorter
than
you? But
that was always a problem for me.
Like, he's shorter than you?
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
I mean,
because you're tall, but you're not that tall. Yeah, you're not 6'4".
Correct. So, without my heels, I'm 5'8". Like, he's 5'8". You know, but when I go out and I wear heels, I'm like 6 feet.
Say no more.
Yeah. Oh, you're tall.
I'm like a little bit above average, but... Mm. You know, he's a little short, so.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're short, boy. Don't play with me.
Ooh.
He's short, but
wait,
Kareem
is
fine.
Wait, serious?
He is fine.
And she speaks into the mic with the accent?
Yeah.
This is so funny. I'm going to have to save those clips for other times.
When you, on reveal night, when you saw the single guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you lock eyes on Kareem? Yeah. Like, okay, he's the fine one that I'm probably going to go for.
It's so crazy because, honestly, I have so much like of a tunnel vision. Like if I'm in a situation, a relationship with somebody, I try my ultimate best not to see anybody or anything. You know what I'm saying?
What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, should be kind of hard to read. I think we
have
bad reputation.
You get a lot of slander.
Yeah. We have bad reputation. I'll protect my sign later. But, you know, so I wasn't really trying to be focused on like the way guys look, you know?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is when Gavin saw him, he was like, oh, yeah, like, you'll like him. And I even told Gavin, I was like, nah, you know?
Isn't it funny how he knew what you like?
Yeah, that was kind of weird. And I was like, nah, I was like, nah, I'm not even, like, interested.
Well, little did he know.
Little did he know. Y'all was going to be in the bed.
He was setting me up for failure. It's called, I told somebody today.
He
it's
was
called,
handsome, even if he's little.
Yeah, he is a very, he was, and he's a nice guy. Like, he's sincerely a gentleman. There were a lot of dudes in the house, like, you know.
KB.
Yeah, that could just be a little bit aggressive and stuff like that. But, like, he was a cool dude. We had conversations. He was, like, really trying to just, like, you know, he knew I was having take a hard time being there. Mm-hmm. You know. That's why there's like, sometimes I don't even see you in a show. I was like, yeah, because I'm hiding in a corner. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It's hard being on camera all the time. I was super thotty all the time.
No, you good. I liked you.
I'm curious to know who's the bigger freak, you or Gavin? Like, was y'all sex life good?
Gavin is the biggest freak. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, I'm cool. Like, we're going to be good. What but, like, Gavin is like, God.
I mean, these are the kind of questions we talk about. Yeah. No, we'll share
just,
too.
Okay, but Gavin just like watches like weird ass porn and shit.
Like, what kind of porn? Because I have it's watched old lady music. Lesbian porn, and I genuinely like enjoy pussy. It. I like watching grandmothers lesbian.
You know what I don't like is the cartoon.
I've never actually tried to watch
actually,
one of the
those are not bad, the cartoon ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never watched one. Maybe I'll try that tonight.
Yeah. Try it, girl.
But the old lady lesbians, I'm talking about a whole
I know
granny.
What you mean.
The
I ain't never watched no old lady lesbians.
Try it. They're nasty. Them hoes be really, like, nasty.
They are. And I'm just like, why did this pop up on my recommended list? This ain't what, I never watched this. Were y'all just trying to like throw in like a monkey wrench and see if I liked it? Because these videos need some views. I don't want this. I want the same stuff I always watch. Mm-hmm. This ain't, no.
So what type of porn is Gavin pussy? Like?
I mean, Gavin is just, I guess like people who just like, I guess super aggressive, like, yeah.
Rough
just,
sex. Hardcore.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I'm
okay,
just
I
like,
can see where that
what
could
do you
be.
Like?
I mean, honestly, I like things a little bit more like smooth and calm and like sexy, you know?
I always click popular for women.
Yeah.
Like, combined with whatever other category.
Yeah. Girl. I get that sex is a workout. Yeah. But like, I don't have to feel like, God damn.
I want it to feel good. More like a massage than like.
Then just like
that's so funny that you like click the categories. I go right to the search engine and I type in nastiest lesbian videos that you could possibly have on here.
Lesbian videos are cool too.
That's what I type in. I just
so when you type it in, you don't start seeing the same stuff all the time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if I do, I'll just go to a different site.
Oh, Pornhub is my fave. So I click
or
popular.
YouPorn.
Huh?
YouPorn.
YouPorn. Yes, that's the first porn website that I ever went to was YouPorn. And oh God, my stepdad listens to this. Well, confession. Okay, so I used to be on like the computer before everybody else got home from work when I was in high school and I would get home early and I would go look at YouPorn. And I think my mom saw the videos that were being watched, like searching
that's
the history.
Yeah.
And I think she blamed my stepdad because she would never, like, I'm the last one that they thought it would be. They probably would
you're
think
a little
it was
bad
my sister,
after your stepdad but it probably knew it was you, but he couldn't blame you.
But he had other shit going on, so it was just like, sorry. I mean, whatever.
Human beings are something else. We all some little horn balls.
I'm sneaky, yeah.
Yeah.
Sex I've been horny for thing. A long time. And I wanted to, like, before I had sex, like how you were saying earlier, like I used to be good, and no, I'm not. But I just was like, okay, I'm such a nerd that I wanted to watch as much sex as possible to see, like, what is it going to be like? Let me prepare myself. Let me think about this. Let me come up with a plan. Or what should I even expect? Not even what I'm going to do, because I don't really expect to do that much. So I watched a lot of porn before I ever had sex, ever got my pussy ate, ever gave a little dick suck.
I watched porn, and I would get on. I grew up riding horses.
Dope.
It was dope. But I joined this equestrian chat room and it was like all these little people that all these little kids that rode horses. And so I started sliding in people's inboxes before there was even a sliding inbox. And I was just horny. Right. And I met like this little cowboy dude and we would be like chatting on the equestrian chat room about sex.
Do guys get turned on from riding horses too?
We weren't even talking about horses. It was just like the whole chat room was about horseback riding. We started talking about sex.
Started talking about riding dick.
Yeah, and then I just was, I went with it. Until one time my mom caught onto it and she was like, get off
Marina,
the computer.
At what point did you learn to leave the computer alone?
Never. She's still there.
Still there. I'm going there tonight.
You already told us about the movie. You told us about the chat room.
The computer got me in so much trouble.
I got to leave home.
Yeah, it was a mess. Okay, before we end on Temptation Island, subjects. I'm just curious to know. I receive a lot of hate from being on Temptation Island. I get called a whore. I get called a homewrecker. Mm-hmm. Ashley fucking hates me. It's a big mess. I don't care.
I think you're a good person, and I hate to see that. I think you're beautiful. I think you're funny. You know, so, I don't like the
but
vibe.
I wondered what, because y'all all have your own connection. The girls that were in relationships, yeah. I'm sure that you guys would talk shit about us or like do your thing.
No, I don't talk shit about
you. You're like, first of all, yeah. I wasn't talking shit about you.
Yeah, no.
But I'm curious to know your thoughts about me after watching the show. Yeah. Were you like, oh, wow, she's really crazy?
No, honestly, like I was, there's like people every now and then that will like say you're a little aggressive, mm-hmm. a little stuff like that. But like, I was defending you. I was actually saying that, you know, I think you're a cool person. I do understand like why it would come off a little aggressive. Yes, because it's so tricky though, because at the end of the day, yes, we're in a relationship, mm-hmm. but we signed up for that when we get onto the relationship, on the island, we're technically single. Mm-hmm. So are we in a relationship? Mm-hmm. If we're being real about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you see something that you want, then I mean, I get it. So it's tricky and it's hard because even also when we did the viewing of the singles and like you came out and honestly you caught my eye.
I was looking at Gavin.
I know. So I'm saying like you caught my eye and I saw when you looked at Gavin, I said, oh shit, we gonna have some problems here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like real talk. But, you know, I thought you were beautiful. I get why you have to kind of be somewhat aggressive because on the show at the end of the day, like if you see something you want, you see something you want. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for, to mm-hmm. test this, to compare if what, you know, what you're with is what you prefer. Mm-hmm. So I
were y'all shocked when Ashley slept with KB so quickly? Were y'all just as shocked as the America?
So it's so crazy because I such in my own world, in my own head. When I was in the house, I didn't even know what the hell was going on, to be real with you.
Oh, so y'all didn't even know that she had actually slept with
him? I probably find out like maybe like a week or two later, but I didn't understand like how quickly it was.
Mm. You so just knew it happened.
Yeah. So when I started, I was like, oh shit, now I understand why she acting like that. Mm. You know, she was a little upset. But I gonna tell you this. I do love Ashley. I think she's a funny girl. I think she have a good personality. Me and her did butt heads a few times, mm-hmm. and I discussed this with her already too. But, you know, I just want to like both of you. I just want to just like hang out. I get it, mm-hmm. but...
I feel you. Dang, I said that was the last one, but another one. Okay, having both done sexual things on camera, were you very nervous for that to come out? Because I almost had a seizure.
So let me tell y'all something.
Your whole accent went away. She sounded like a city girl.
So y'all talk about good girl gone bad, right? So mm-hmm. I think that was the epitome. Is that the correct
epitome?
Mm-hmm. Of just like the whole situation. Because at the end of the day, like all anybody has ever known me for is, like, pageantry and shit. I did, like, Miss Universe in 2017. So, like, I've always had, like, the cookie cutter vibe.
Good girl image.
You know what I'm saying? So then I would come on a relationship show where I come to, like, test my relationship. And then, you know, I tell people I came on Temptation Island. I didn't necessarily come on Church Island. Mm-hmm. And if I was on Church Island, maybe I would have been saying a prayer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes things kind of turn out.
That's how I feel.
I was rubbing up bodies on a boy in a bed. My bad.
Suck a nigga dick or something.
I was.
What's up?
I wasn't on Church Island. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad. We all have sex. Like, get the fuck over
to
it.
Me, as somebody who wasn't a part of the show and just watched it, it was like, what is everybody getting so worked up for?
Honestly, even when Ashley fucked KB so soon, I was like, I fucked niggas sooner.
Well, I just was like, why did he fuck her? I'm sorry. I don't know that girl. I don't know any of you guys, you know, besides you.
No, be
but
honest.
It was just like, for what? You just want to like, what are you doing? This is stupid. This is going to end bad. And it did end bad. It and then she got embarrassed. So and then she was so upset. But then like when people were coming at you, I was like, well, what's the problem? Because she ain't been doing shit all time. She been having her elbow length, her arm length, her everything length.
Well, oh, what God, y'all doing? What was I was trying to have every type of length?
Yeah. And I'm just like, well, why can't she have a good time? The man is fine. Do y'all not see what I see? Now that I know he's short, it's a little different.
Beard.
Yeah, he had the healthy beard, but he was still cute for TV. And it's just like, and then it was like, y'all had good conversation. I just didn't understand what the problem was. And then it was like, when people were talking about you being aggressive, you say that already. You talk about how aggressive you can be, how clingy you can be. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, you saw something that you wanted in that situation where you're away for a whole month.
That's a long time.
From everybody else.
I need everybody
what is
to
the big deal?
A month
Especially when you can't have contact with other
with
people.
With anyone.
Right. You can't
it makes you crazy.
Hello.
What was your question?
No, I was like, how did you handle people being like negative about you when they like only saw like couple edited moments of you?
Oh, girl. I was retweeting them. I was screenshotting people. I started talking about people's babies. I was the production, the
you're
people,
the
producers emailed me and was like, Medina, you can't be going in on people like this. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I won't go in on everybody, but I'm going to go in on some people going to get the smoke.
For sure,
like,
because
some people were taking it too far.
Sure.
So I was, I started just going in on people. And now it's to the point where I'm like, y'all don't have anything else going. I have so many other things going than Temptation Island. Like, now it's like, fuck you. If I just have the time, if you get me on a day when I have time, I'm going in. I'm going to your page. I'm finding a picture of your baby. I'm finding a picture of your husband. I'm finding a picture of you, bitch. And I'm going in.
Yo.
And that's what the fuck I'm doing. I'll post it on my page. And then the cocktails, our fans, they are riders. They're our best friends. And then I let them have a shot at you. And then I'd be like, all right, there we go. There's that.
Damn, homie.
I don't play that shit. I don't play that because I'm a nice person. I'm nice. Yeah. And y'all not about to just be out here talking.
Bashing you for no reason.
Yeah.
I have a lot of opinions for things they don't know about.
Yeah. Sure. So there's that. There is that. Mm-hmm. Bad decision.
Yes.
Do we even have time? Oh, surprisingly we do.
I have all my life for bad decisions. What you mean? Oh. Never had a time.
Really?
I'm kidding.
I was hoping you had a bunch of stories. I'm gonna say, oh, tell me more.
I mean, I can tell you my life story.
You're a whole pageant queen. I love when we have like a legitimate good girl on to talk about bad decisions.
Good girl gone bad is my point.
So what kind of decisions do you make that you feel like are bad?
Good question. Oh, well, you know what? I think that sometimes I could probably love a little too easy, love a little too hard. That makes me make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, I could just be a little aggressive. I could just be a little bit over-loving. Like, you know, things like that. That just don't work out for me personally. In the end.
I feel like the bad decisions that I have made pertaining to men, it's like, if I could see, okay, I like attractive men. I like a man that just is fine as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, just you gotta look at him every
fine
day, right?
As fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a fine as fuck man and you are also an ain't shit ass man, because that's what typically be happening.
I like them, and I don't know why. I wish I would get over it.
You're not gonna deal with that forever, I promise you.
You can really tell me anything, and I'm just gonna be like, okay. Like, you know, you shouldn't let somebody come over to your house because you're gonna fuck them.
Well,
and you shouldn't, because it's like let's pause.
I don't wanna fuck them.
Bad decision,
right?
Yeah.
Bad decision. Like, I feel like if you look good, I'm making a bad decision, because the dudes that be looking good,
bad if they look good?
It is. Yeah,
this is what I tell myself.
I'm going to tell you something. I saw this guy the other day, and he's a good-looking guy. Like, he's very handsome. I was like, oh, my God, you should be somewhere in a movie. But when he opened his mouth and when he started to say things, I'm just like, he's just not looking good. So, I mean, yeah, he looked good for a little minute. And if you want a little vibe, then, like, cool, take that. But you know you cannot deal with
it. You always know when it's dealing with this type
of decision.
It's a bad decision. You know when you're dealing with the dude that's going to make you make bad decisions. You know when you deal with the dude and you fuck with him and he only hits you up to fuck and that's it. And you weren't really on that page. You're like, oh, I thought we was going to go on some dates or something. Like, I thought like maybe we was. But you keep going back to fuck him. That nigga about to break your whole heart and stomp on it. And
correct.
You already know it, and you just going to let it happen.
That's probably gonna feel
those
good.
Are the bad decisions I be making.
Yeah, I make decisions.
Those are the bad decisions I make. And you really got me. And I let you get me because you look good, or normally for me, it's because you look good and you have money. That combination is like, whoa.
Lethal. Honestly, I don't know money yet. I'm out here saving homes.
Oh, no, thank you, girl.
No, I'm kidding. That's hilarious. I know. That's why I need to get better.
Why are you saving them, girl?
Because I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, we got to start hanging out.
Or can I say homeless romantic?
Homeless romantic. No, girl, we got to start hanging out. We can't have you doing that.
A homeless sexual.
Another bad decision is open, like dating a drug dealer, and you know that nigga's a drug dealer. You actually watched him make a transaction. That shit makes my pussy wet. I don't know why.
I like that shit too.
Yeah, when a dude is like in the criminalistic thing, my pussy gets wet. And I'd be like, hey, this nigga out here risking it all.
But cut that out, because then you're going to be crying when they get killed.
Or if you get killed, or you get locked up.
Yeah, true that.
I was speaking on
first. Yeah. I can see why though, because you know, because I think women have a thing but wanting to feel like protective, and you feel like this dude is like down, he out here just like doing whatever, just like,
like he's scary.
Yeah,
I like that.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. You beat somebody up and they scared of you and you got banned. I like it.
Yeah,
closer. Right. I'll walk with you. I'll hold your hand.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because, like, do I want to go to jail? No.
Absolutely don't. Not at all.
But, like, the bad
I might pick
boy,
you up. Might. But.
I done picked up a nigga from jail. I didn't know you couldn't go to jail wearing leggings and a tank top. They sent
Of course
me.
Not.
I didn't know that. I went to go walk in and they're like, you have to leave and go put on, like, some looser pants and cover your arms.
You know those guys don't see any women? Yeah. Because it's like when you go into a courthouse.
Yeah. It's too, well, for the prison people, it's too, like, tempting. Like, they don't want nothing to happen. And I was like, wow. So I had to go back.
That's amazing because they let you just go into jail with anything and they don't give a fuck. Yeah. Not that I know about that.
Well, you know. I always wonder if you get locked up as a woman, like you get arrested and you're going into jail and you are going to prison, like you're not coming back out and you have a sew-in. Does somebody undo your sewing?
I wonder that too.
Listen, I just going off of Orange
you?
Is Black.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know from personal experience. I just watching TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they have somebody in there to do hair.
But do you have to take your weave out before you go in?
I think so, because they got to search you, right?
Yeah,
they got to search you. Like, but if they arrest you, let's say one of y'all crazy people committed a murder because your man was cheating and you was just like, I've had enough, right? Mm-hmm. Then they get you from the house. Mm-hmm. You got your weave laid, right? You actually just freshly got it done. Yeah. So it's in there tight. They take you to jail. You're in jail. Nobody bails you out because they don't have $100,000 to get you out. Then you get sentenced. You're still in jail with that weave. At some point, it's got to come out. So it's like, I do wonder that too. Like, do they have to shave your head? Do they tell you, okay, we're going to take it out? Because you can't take it out beforehand, is my point.
I always wonder that too,
because you're already in there with it.
And I feel like that's contraband. I feel like tracks are contraband. Yeah. You can hang yourself. You can choke somebody.
Yeah, they're going to take it out.
You got thread. Like, I feel like, what do they do?
You probably do? So. It's probably like different rules for different places.
Maybe.
And probably, they probably let you keep it at like a minimum security prison. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then
true that.
You just take it out yourself because it's like, well, this shit is getting ratty.
Yeah.
I can't take my weave out myself outside of jail.
Well, you might not do it, but just like you amongst your prison people. Yeah. You can go to the beauty shop. They be having beauty shops in there.
Let me ask you something.
In the gym, I think so.
Do you think if you ever got locked up, do you think it would be easy for you to make friends? Or do you think they wouldn't like you?
I'm going to be somebody's bitch. And so.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't? Mm-mm. I've already just accepted my fate. Like, if I end up in prison, I'm going to be somebody's bitch because I'm not fighting.
I can fight. I can't say I'm going to win every time, but I'm going to trust some huns.
Oh,
I'm not throwing nothing. Okay, I'm not throwing nothing. I'm trying to get me the biggest, butchiest bitch in that bitch to take care of me, and I'm gonna have to take care of her in whatever way is necessary.
Yo, look, I would just try to get on the kitchen squad. I make a mean Spanish rice,
and then I can be by a knife.
Yeah, well, not even that. I just make a mean Spanish rice. I feel like everybody would love it. They'd be like, we can't kill her because she makes this rice.
I'm definitely working in the kitchen.
Yeah, I gotta be in the kitchen or something. Or
the library.
Library's good.
But I feel like the library, they probably kill a lot of bitches in there. What? I don't know why I feel that way, but I just do. I feel like it's like all those room? Aisles. Oh, I'm not working in the laundry room. First of all, I don't even like doing my own damn laundry.
No, I have to do my laundry.
Somebody else, I prefer for somebody else to do
I
it.
I have this reoccurring dream Kiki and I will be able to do a live recording of Cocktails, Dirty Discussions in a prison.
Don't listen to this.
This is a dream. This is of no. Mine. It's well, actually
do
like.
Had a whole comedy show in there.
And
they
that's,
can't pay for
I
it.
I wish that we could do that. Like, I feel like the prison people need. Do you understand that how many men in prison watched us on Temptation Island? That's how I got all these. I named a couple of the prison people that got my info. It's a lot.
Wow.
I hope they don't find me in real life, but like prison people watch Temptation Island. I'm just like, if we could bring Cocktails into the prison.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're the connection for that.
Both, because we get to give
don't
them.
Don't encourage this.
We get to talk to them about what they don't get ever again. I'm talking about, I want to go to a maximum security prison. Yeah. And like, they don't get to have sex. So to sit here and watch us.
They be having sex.
Yeah, but they having booty rape sex.
And okay, and it's sex.
But to have they them like sex sit there the and get to listen to us talk about this nasty shit, that yeah. I get to make somebody's dream come true. I'm doing it for the people. Right. I do this for the people. I do this for the streets. What's up?
Well, I don't give a good goddamn about the streets, to be honest. No. I'm good on that. No.
I just get it. But I hope that
you can go by yourself and have fun. With a security guard.
Kiki, I know you're writing. Huh? I know you're writing this.
Writing what?
She's a writer. Like, you gonna come.
If no, I'm not to
the prison guards were like, y'all are gonna be safe for real for your good. They can't touch you. You're in a glass. You come on. That would be an experience of a legend. Ayana, why are you shaking your head? You got to come work the board, right, bruh. Right.
So tell me this, Medina. How are we going to make money off of this? I ain't got no fucking money. I'm not doing a show for a room full of broken.
We're
going
to get some sponsorships. It's not going to be like, this true. Is we go on a prison tour. We'll do it like once a year. We give back to the people.
Yeah, true that.
We gonna talk about it.
Y'all can do it together.
I mean, I'll consider
girl, we not going to prison.
Mama, everybody in jail ain't bad.
Listen, my mama used to be a parole officer, and she has always, and her clients were sex offenders. Everybody touchy. On her caseload. So it's like, she has scared me to death of the people in prison. Now, while I realize everybody in prison is not in prison for that, I'm good.
You really shook.
I've just heard about some shit. Ooh, no. I don't want to be in there with them. And it's going to be stinky. And what we going to eat?
We're going to
you know, I'm concerned about food. That. You can't bring it in there.
Or okay. We'll eat before.
Correct.
How long are we going to be there?
Or what? Just so these niggas know that we with them. Like we why are we we're not them? Judging you. Give me a prison plate.
But that's
what's
the problem.
Your best prison meal? I'll eat that shit.
But that's the problem, Medina, because I am. You might not be. But some of them. Hilarious. Now, some of them, I might not. I'll be like, okay, you just got caught between a rock and a hard place. Correct. But some people I am judging. And I'm going to be wanting to see, like, what's his charge before he come in here? I'm going to be real picky. And that's just going to be too much. And it's going to take away your fantasy.
Well, obviously, but I hope you only have a the good ones time. That are on good behavior could come and watch.
Correct. I don't give a fuck about good behavior. Correct. I want to know the crime.
Bad behavior, you got
I want
to
know the crime that you in here for.
I want some ramen noodles. I want them to
like ramen noodles.
Give me like...
I like ramen noodles too.
What's the best prison plate y'all got? What's up?
Well, girl, there is another show called 90 Day Fiancé that I am, not 90 Day Fiancé, Love After Lockup and Life After Lockup that I'm very familiar with. I would love to tell you about the websites where you can go and visit these
Medina,
men.
I got
to
sign up for that.
Yes, and let's see how it goes. That could be the next best thing for you.
Okay, speaking of bad decisions and the next best thing for us, have y'all ever been fucking with a dude? Literally fucking him, and you in the midst of fucking him, you're like, if I got pregnant by you, I would be ashamed, and I would also be sad, and my mother would probably disown me.
Yes,
me too, Sonica.
Yeah, and I thank God every day that I was like, I missed that bullet.
I think I would probably rather, like, with certain people, it's like, I'd rather just be like, suffer the embarrassment of saying, I don't know who my baby daddy is. Even though I know, because it's just embarrassing.
Ain't even gained that far.
There have been times in my life, and yes, I said
y'all heard about
like
plan,
I'll know
y'all
who it
heard
is.
About plan B.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I would know who it is, but I would rather just tell I don't know. I don't want you to know who it is. I'm just I don't know. I'm sorry.
Plan
sorry.
B, C, D, E, F.
Could you imagine if you told a man that like you're like I am ashamed that I think I'm pregnant by you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
It's deep. Like I don't know if their feelings would be hurt, or do they also know that that you're ashamed?
No,
I think that it would more because of like their manhood, their feelings would be hurt, but not because they care to have a kid, just because of the fucking ego.
Yeah,
men are annoying as fuck.
When I tell you, I used to fuck with a 35-year-old man who gave me the best dick of my life. I can still say that to this day. I was mid twenties, whenever I lived in Miami.
Okay,
and. He was still trying to go to the NBA. And you're what? Not...
Was he slow?
He was... This was just... I was looking at him. When he told me, I was just looking at him like... You know when men are bamboozled by beautiful women and they just don't care what you're saying even though it sounds stupid?
Yeah.
I was looking at him like, you're not in school. You also... There's no scouts looking at you. You're making YouTube videos at the basketball court at the park.
How is he thinking you're doing
there? I don't know. I was just
at
like...
The park.
I'm just gonna fuck you because the dick was so good. Like I didn't know what he was thinking, and I never want to kill somebody's dream, so keep dreaming.
Well, yeah, true.
Whoa, but like,
wake up, bitch.
There was one night I thought I was pregnant. I was like, I'm about to be pregnant by I'm gonna have to tell my baby his dad is 40 still trying to go to the NBA when it ain't happening.
That's
like
not gonna happen.
Really, and you're not working. Though. You're really banking on like you're going to play with Kobe.
Well, how did he pay his rent?
I don't questions know. I didn't even ask no questions because I knew this was dumb. I knew I was dumb. I was dumb. I didn't want to even. I was dumb.
Yes, we all do dumb things.
We all do dumb things. Sometimes the dick is so good that you just lay in there dumb.
What was that? You remember that thing that they had going around on the internet, like all the dumb things you do for dick?
Yeah.
Y'all remember what that song was?
Well, I just remember that being a thought in my head. Yeah. Oh.
We did a whole episode.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was
That's
fun.
That's hilarious.
I've done a lot of dumb things for it.
What?
I still would. But encouraging your basketball dreams at 35.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, listen.
I might be quiet and just be like, okay.
Every now and again, I go to his Instagram pages to check on him. He's still going.
He might be that one. I was watching ESPN over the weekend. There's a man who's like 30, 35. I don't know. That's a big gap in basketball years. But he just went back to college. And he's like on a really good college team. And he's good. So maybe if you tell him to go to college so somebody will look at him, it might be good. This man ain't going to the NBA, but he was like a recovering alcoholic or something. He went back to school and he ended up getting a scholarship. So at the very least, he could get a free education.
That's good.
Okay.
So maybe he can leave the park and go to the
arena. You don't have
arena.
To be in the NBA. People travel abroad and do that shit professionally. Do.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you guys this. Have you ever been someone's bad decision?
Probably.
I'm sure. Like
I've probably been.
I know I have not added value to everyone's life that I was dealing with, and some people I was strictly taking. It was very much a transactional situation, and I feel no ways about it, no negative ways. It's just like, no, I wasn't a good decision, but you chose me, and I accept it. And here we are, and I'm happy, and you're happy for the moment, even if it's temporary. Like, what's the problem?
Interesting. Yeah, I think everyone's somebody's a bad decision.
But at least when we're the bad decision, like, it's a pretty face. I mean, look.
Oh, you're hilarious.
I didn't even think about that. I just think about, like, if I feel like in situations where I've been the bad decision, this is something that you really wanted. It's not like I sought you out and tried to fake like I was somebody else. I was completely myself, even in my bitchiest ways, and you still wanted that shit, and you got it.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Here's your cookie.
But are you bad? Are you really bad?
Yeah.
I mean, we all have our bad things about
them. Yeah, sometimes I've definitely taken advantage of men, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
What? It's open. It's open floor.
I talked about it too much.
Asanika, have you ever had sex with your pageant crown on?
What? No, that's good though.
I've never thought about that. Yeah.
Nah, my name crown too big and heavy.
That's what I would imagine. It might fall off real
quick. Yeah,
or poke
your
little thigh or something. Yeah. It'd be uncomfortable if it falls off.
I broke my crown already.
You broke it?
I broke one of my crowns already, yeah.
Oh no.
How many crowns do you have?
What?
Wow, you're a real pageant
How many crowns
girl?
You got? A lot.
Yeah. I've been doing it since I was 9.
Do pageant girls eat booty? Have you ever ate man booty?
No.
Okay. Would you?
Mine? I mean, I got to see him shower first.
That's fair. That's
fair. And one of little doo-doo berries.
Hell no.
That would be a terrible thing.
I just don't want to eat shit.
Doo-doo berries. Okay. Who do you think was the biggest freak out of all the Temptation Island girlfriends?
Ooh.
Meaning you, Black Ashley, White Ashley, and Kate.
That's a good question. Oh, my God.
Kate got them big old fake titties, so I always thought maybe it was her.
Yeah, Kate got some big old fake nice titties for real. I used to wash her breasts all the time and look at mine. It's like,
Yeah.
Who would be the freakiest? I don't know, you know.
You don't?
Maybe Ashley.
Black Ashley or White Ashley?
Black Ashley.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
I think so.
Huh. I mean, she was asking the nigga if she could grab his dick when they were in the middle of a conversation. Yeah. She might be.
I think so. Huh. Not me.
You're like, I'm
I mean,
just
well, not on
know.
That show at least.
Oh, Kiki, who do you think is the biggest freak out of me and you? Is it a tie?
I think we're freaky in different ways.
Yeah.
And I also think we have different ideas of what a freak is.
True that.
So I don't know. I don't never thought about it, actually.
Do you think if we had a fans only account, like, people would pay to subscribe?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Judging by the DMs I get, I don't know what's in your messages.
They're really crazy.
But I think so. I mean, there's like a couple of people that just send me money randomly, and I just accept it. I never respond.
That's so,
nice. Like, isn't it? Because my pictures are not like anything sexual at all.
You said you don't accept it?
I accept the money.
Oh.
I said that my pictures are not sexual at all. That's all. I don't read the messages that they send me, but I know it's the people because they'll be like, what's your, start over. Oh, it's another thing right there. I know that they send me messages like, what's your Cash App? I'll respond with the Cash App.
Mm-hmm. That never happens with me for men. It's always from women. And I'm always
really
just like,
modern men.
This is great. That's thanks.
Mean. Well, let me not say that.
I have more women supporters than men, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women like me better, but the men spend the money.
Maybe I'll create a fans only account.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.com. Do it and let's see how it goes.
Bitches out here making six figures.
Yeah. How do you do that at all? Put me on game.
Some of them are just twerking. Now, I'll be honest, everybody is not doing sexual things.
What are they doing?
Other stuff. Like, it's like honestly, we could have an OnlyFans account where we just did like private videos where people had to, like Patreon, you know, like people could subscribe to us for like this bonus content. But the girls have figured out how to work OnlyFans and it's really quick and easy. So it's like so much sexual stuff on there. Everything is not like that.
Wow.
That's just what has taken over.
Interesting.
But, you know, if you create your OnlyFans, girl, let us know.
Why am I working still?
Because you don't want to be twerking on camera all day.
I don't even know how to goddamn twerk. Okay, Asanika, somebody sent me this message to ask you. Somebody said you can sing.
I like to sing.
Will you sing?
Yeah.
For us?
Yeah.
Sing us a little snippet of a song. Because I was like, Tracy was like, somebody said Asanika can sing. Will you ask her to sing?
I be singing on my live by myself all the time.
No, you don't.
Every day.
What should we be singing? Original pieces or songs that people know?
I got original pieces, too.
Also, this is like something you're pursuing.
I mean, in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, are you comfortable with giving us a small snippet? You don't have to sing the whole song.
Yeah. What, you want my song or somebody else's song?
What you want, Kiki? Her song or somebody else's song?
Somebody else's song.
Okay. Let me see what I can find. Hold on real quick.
I'm so excited. I know this.
I like to sing. I don't consider myself a singer because I was being kind of shy, but whatever.
You don't got to be shy on cocktails.
Let's try not to hit any wrong notes. No pressure, no singing.
We can always edit it out.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all might not know this song, but it's one of my favorite songs. You have to have like a go-to song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Ready? Go. Some girls play the game. They walk and talk and they dress the same.
Okay.
Nothing new to say. Don't they realize? It's so easy to see right through their disguise. Makes me wonder why. I don't know if I want to do it anymore. I just sing it in my ear.
You better get it. You're
about to do like from my eyes.
I used to be singing Disney songs. Don't be shy. First of all, you just conquered a shy fear and sang
I'm
in front of us.
I'm so shy right now.
Don't be shy.
I would be shy, but you sound good.
I don't know the song, but it sounded pretty.
In my bathroom, it's way better.
No, stop it.
With the acoustics, that's all you need. It's a radio room. This is not. We could be down the hall and it could sound totally different.
Girl,
but it sounded good.
Auto-tune? We can go make that happen.
Trust me. Just give me that little, like, you know.
I'm so fucking glad you came.
Thank you so much.
You like go to brunch and like hang out.
Let's do that. So Kiki and I are actually going to be hosting a brunch. In February. You should definitely come. We can like
February
ready together and like let's go together and come. Let's do it. I think that would be dope.
Y'all be careful though, because I went to that brunch and they be trying to get you drunk.
So just be careful.
Kiki, let's
we're going to eat.
Though. I can handle my liquor.
Come on, let's go back.
I can't, but I'll do it.
When we close traffic, let's go back to our old Kiki and Medina days when we ain't have no worries and we just got drunk.
Well, I already said we were going to Uber.
Let's Uber and let's just get, let's turn the fuck up. We about to turn that whole shit all the way out. We come with
my titty don't fall out.
We got pageant queens. We going to have drug dealers on the scene. What's up?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to drink some Hennessy. I don't even like Hennessy.
Talk about diversity.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You'll like it that day. All right.
Moving
so
on.
Now we have to move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want. What he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right, Diane, what you got for us this week?
Hey, ladies, it's me. And I'm keeping it sweet and cool and to the point this week with your date ideas. So this is a place you're going to go to with somebody that you're not really interested in their money, if you know what I mean. This place starts from humble beginnings, but the food is literally to die for. So this is a place you go to with your mans that you're super comfortable with, and all you really care about is eating dinner, eating lunch, eating breakfast. You're just hungry. So the name of the place is called Chef Rob's Caribbean Cafe and Upscale Lounge. That's a stretch.
Diane,
I'm just saying, I want you to be prepared, but the food is to die for. Get their seafood pasta. You're going to love it. Or the Creole pasta, something like that. It's some type of pasta. It's amazing. It's spicy. It's really good. Here's the address. It's 5920
You good, girl?
I'm sorry. I've been getting really fucked good lately. It's good dick season, and it's making me stutter.
Okay, girl. What's the address?
It's 5920 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
What?
30328. Y'all go. Try it. Tell me how you like it.
Thanks, Diane.
No problem, ladies. Goodbye.
All right. And now it's time for advice. Remember to email your advice to askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay. So I have one pulled up. It says, hey, best friends. Okay. Update. I wrote in about the 6'5" guy, Dwayne Wade, I was dealing with that wanted a poly relationship, but he had a small penis. Okay. Let's go. So after I wrote y'all, I decided to fall back because I didn't want a poly relationship. Maybe a threesome every now and then, but I was done. I prayed for clarity and to remove me. What? Sometimes I'm like, do y'all be skipping a line? I pray for clarity to remove my Dwayne Wayne from a different world if he wasn't meant for me. A week, no text, no calls from him, and I started dating around. I was finally there with my message. He wasn't for me. Then, boom, out of the blue, he texts me and tells me he misses me, kissing my lips and seeing my face. Fast forward about 2 weeks of constant texting and calling, meme sharing and jokes. We link up. That's how you get them, with the memes. From the time I hit the door, we kissed as if we were in love. After about 30 minutes of great head, he comes up for air and sticks his tongue in my mouth as he slides inside of me. Oh, that escalated quickly. Okay, so he was blocking you and now his tongue is in your pussy. All right. As he moves inside me, we continue to kiss and he stops kissing me to kiss my forehead. Still inside, getting all of this poom poom. He looks me in my eyes and says, I love you. Why is he doing this? Oh, I feel a fuckboy. I'm starting to break out in hives. Okay, I heard it, but I know I have that awkwardness during sex. After about 15 minutes, he climaxes. I sucked it all out of him. Wow. And again, while I was swallowing all of his cum, he says it again. Damn, baby, that's why I love you.
See, you know.
Awkward moment again. So I smile, swallow, and go get him a towel. I know this fucking right, queen. I'm so confused because I really don't feel like he loves me. There is no way he would want me. Plus, one, if you love me, and on top of that, we don't even date. I care about him a lot. I'm a woman first, and when I hear I love you, I want to really love you back. She sent a bunch of eyes. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Tell me something. Please help. Thanks, Whitley Gilbert. Live, laugh, love.
Is her name really Whitley from the show Different World, first of all?
No. The original story was a Different World theme. So she called the guy her Dwayne Wade. So that's why she's saying that.
Dwayne!
We don't say people's real names.
Okay. I love that.
Girl, this is what I have learned in my personal experience. Sometimes guys just like to say that. They like to hear you say that you love them, even though they don't give a fuck about you or your well-being. Mm-hmm. So that could just be his thing. Mm-hmm. He might have forgot he said it. Mm-hmm. Was he drunk?
Like I said, I'd be lying. On last week's episode, 15 minutes ago, these niggas don't care. And y'all already know, I'm not like a man basher. I'm not like, I am a realist. Mm-hmm. A nigga can say he loves you and he don't even love you at all. He actually got a whole wife and kids at home. And he's just telling you he loves you to get the reaction he wants out of you and to get that good, wet pussy. Mm. That nigga don't love you. Stop. Asanika, would you give us your pageant answer?
Pageant answer one. No, I agree. Like, unfortunately, you know what? Some guys just really say what they think they need to say to get whatever they want out of that moment.
Yep.
Personal experience and just unfortunately how men are. And it sucks because she seems like she wants love. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes you gotta hold back so you can see if you can find it for real.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you just want to blindside him, this is what I want you to do, ma'am. What she say sincerely? What was her name?
Whitley Gilbert.
Whitley Gilbert. Ask that nigga for some money. Ask him for some money. And then be like, you was talking about you loved me. Rent is due.
Well, that's
we had a whole conversation about money last night. And it worked out well for the girl who was at odds with a nigga.
Say that one more time.
Said last night me and some girlfriends were talking about money. Like this guy was like, you blocked me. I was trying to send you some money. And so she was like, you're fucking lying. I unblocked you already. Send it again. He sent it again.
Oh, he did.
And she came up and he's still back to being blocked. And I was like, that's right, queen. Because you was done with him, but you still got your money.
So tell that nigga some fuck shit. Like he just told you last night.
Just send the request.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Advice from a fuck girl. She says, hey ladies, I have fallen in love with your show. Wait, is this what you just read? Mm-mm. Okay, I can't remember if I opened it or did what. Okay.
Mine said Different World Part mm-hmm. 2.
Okay, I have fallen in love with your show and I really feel like I'm a bit of both of y'all. Anyways, I need some help understanding what is wrong with me. I have always been like a fuck girl and I'm starting to hate it, but I don't know how to get out of it. I'm 27 years old, and although I have had my fair share of guys, majority of guys I never catch feelings for. I dog guys out along with ghosting them with no explanation often, which I guess is actually rude. Yes, bitch, that's rude. Don't get me wrong. I've had a couple relationships, but they haven't worked out and it was mainly my fault. How am I supposed to find my husband and settle down? If I can meet someone, go out on dates or whatever, have sex with them, communicate for a couple of weeks and end up bored and uninterested in them, great sex looks, material things, all that and more, but nothing keeps me, even if they are really great guys. I just can't stay interested after a while. This happens guy after guy after guy after guy, and I'm thinking there's something wrong with me. Does fuck girl ever wear off or what? What should I do, if anything? Sincerely, a fuck girl.
That's good.
I personally think you are a fuck girl.
Yeah, I think we're all fuck girls and all these are fuck boys. And until you are big enough to realize you're a fuck boy and big enough to realize you're a fuck girl and you want to change that, mm-hmm. then maybe you can attract something to what you're trying to change into.
Or maybe you really don't want to change it. I feel like reading this, she was very honest and you said who you are. And maybe you are trying to like conform to how society says you need to be, when in actuality, you're just being honest. And maybe the right way to be a fuck girl is to just be openly honest with the niggas you're fucking with and be like, hey, look,
true,
I'm gonna be fucking with other dudes. True. This is how I'm living my life and this is what I do. You can either get with it or not. You become a fuck girl when you're lying. You become a fuck boy when you're lying and you're leading somebody on and they fall in love and you have been had like a whole A team of players. That's not cool. I feel like, sis, if you want to be a fuck girl, then be the best fuck girl you can be and be honest with these niggas. Let them know, look, I'm fucking everybody.
That's I mean, I came out on the end, but that's exactly what a fuck person is the lies that come into it. When you start being dishonest with people, that's what makes people say, fuck you. Because it's like, I spent all this time getting to know you, or you showed yourself to be one person and you're not.
Exactly.
Be real. And then let me choose to deal with that or not choose to deal with that and move on with our lives.
You would be surprised. And we always say this. Sonica, me and Kiki always say this, and we've learned this with time and fucking around. you would be surprised what somebody will be okay with. And I'm the type of person where if you let me know what's up and I still decide to fall for it, that's on me.
Correct.
If I let you know what's up and you still, that's on you. If you start paying some bills and I told you I'm still fucking other people, you can't get mad because I'm still taking your money and paying my bills and still you see me out on a date with somebody.
I didn't take away your choice.
Yeah.
I actually gave you the ultimate choice by being totally honest with you.
And you'll be surprised what people are okay with, especially these niggas. Just tell the niggas what you're doing.
They don't really want much anyway. A lot of them are willing to give a lot if you just said something.
As long as they can trust you and you just being honest. So I say yes, bitch, you are a fuck girl. But it's okay, be a fuck girl.
Yeah, it's okay.
More fuck girls need to start being more honest.
I agree.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Again, they don't be worried about being fuck boys.
At all.
Never have.
And they still not going to tell you who they fucking with.
No, they won't.
This nigga got one leg and he a whole fuck boy. That was from last week. Sorry.
Okay.
Man. All right.
Or the guy from Alice in Wonderland.
We've been drinking.
Alice in Wonderland.
Who are you?
Alice in Wonderland, the caterpillar?
Like, oh. Who? I thought you were talking about Real Housewives.
Y'all, this has been such a great episode with the Sonica, aka Sonic, aka Temptation Island's finest, aka Pageant Queen, aka
you the best.
We're gonna move on to cocktails, which is the favorite, everyone's favorite part of the show. And I can't wait to hear Sonica's cocktail. I am going to read.
I know you didn't. I step out of the room for a minute. Look at your face. Medina has been reading cocktails since before Temptation Island.
I bet.
You still reading a cocktail?
I gave a cocktail.
You keep telling me, like, what is the song that I'm singing? Stutter.
Yeah.
Maybe doing it.
Okay, let me think. Right, if fine. I can really okay, pull one out. One. Okay. Are you going to tell an OG cocktail?
Not if you don't.
Okay. Tell yours first, and then let me really think.
Oh, girl, I don't believe you. You already told us you a fuck girl. You might trick me. you might trick me. So I'm just gonna go ahead and read one because honestly I was gonna tell one. I'm not ready to tell it. It's an embarrassing one. It's not that nasty. Y'all are gonna be but y'all gonna be disappointed because it really don't end in a lot of good sex. So I'd just rather read one this week, and I'll see y'all in February.
Okay.
All right. Is this a damp? Yeah, hopefully I get some that's worth talking about before then. I opened the same email twice. Sorry. Email account. All right. Really can't believe you're not sharing an original.
I just got a question while you look in. One of my friends, this is actually a bad decision, man, but we still just make these bads. And he's like, after you finish recording, come. I'm like, I got sneakers on. Like, can I still come? He's like,
just to smell your feet.
No. Oh. He's like, just pull up and have a drink with me. Do you think it's appropriate to pull up at a club with, it's Red Martini.
Today, yes. Okay. It's Tuesday, yes. Cool. I've done that before.
Okay, because I was
and then
like,
I had the best sex I've ever had afterwards. Cool. I had on Bermuda shorts.
I'm not
going to
have sex
with anybody,
but I'm going to go and have some drinks and some hookah. And
yeah,
just...
why not? Sometimes I think they kind of like when you're dressed down because everybody else is dressed up doing the most. And then you're just so casual, but they already know what you look like at your best or worst. Yeah, so it's just like,
really
oh.
Came in here with Adidas
and she looked
and
good.
Nike.
I like this. Yeah. Yeah, they eat it up. Okay. I mean, I don't know anything about that. I just heard. Okay, so. I have a cocktail to read in the spirit of Medina. All right. So, hi, ladies. I'm an avid listener to your podcast. I've been living abroad in Asia for almost 2 years. Uh-oh. And let's just say I have been living vicariously through y'all's stories to get me through this period. Ooh, we got to come with more stories. All right. Okay. So, I'm sharing this cocktail on behalf of my cousin. She also lives in Asia and had a fun escapade on her recent trip to Europe and sent a whole ass recap. Figured this was cocktail material. She doesn't currently listen to the show, but she will now enjoy. Okay. The European drought has ended. Repeat, the European drought has ended. I have been in Europe, Italy, France, and England for 3 weeks, and I have finally got the dick, y'all. I just knew I'd land and jump onto some dick when I got to Italy 3 weeks ago, but I was very much turned off by the approach I got. In Paris, I didn't even bother. But London always does me right. Mm-hmm. London has always been my favorite city, and it did not let me down. So I went on a date Monday night with this half Brazilian, half Italian guy. We go to get coffee, tea for me, mm-hmm. and immediately I could feel the chemistry. He kept complimenting me on how beautiful I was and how it was his pleasure to be out with me. He's sitting really close and gazing intently into my eyes. He's stroking my hand and is looking like he wants to devour me. He randomly kisses me on the lips, and I'm a bit surprised, but pleasantly so. He apologized for the kiss, but was like he couldn't help it. Now, I'm not totally a PDA person, but I was definitely feeling the vibe. Mm-hmm. After coffee, we go to dinner, and instead of sitting across from me, he sits right next to me. Whole time, he's caressing my hands and thighs and plants soft kisses on my neck. At that point, the draws was on super soaker status. In my mind, I was trying to figure out the logistics of how we were going to smash. I think it was about 6:30 p.m., but I had to be back where I was staying by 9 p.m. to work. Fuck my life. And he also had to go home, which was not so close, to submit some work. So as we're leaving dinner, he says that he wants to continue our date. I asked him what he had in mind. He says he'll get a hotel after I finish work and he'll send an Uber to come pick me up. I say, I love it. When a plan comes together. So fast forward to 1 a.m. I finished work. He sent the Uber and meets me in front of the hotel. We check in and child, the whole floor probably thought I was getting baptized or exercised for the amount of times I yelled God's name. This man took his time and devoured every part of my body. I think at one point I might have passed from pure bliss. I had knee surgery. So I usually don't like to be on top for too long, but can I tell y'all how I rode that man down to the Old Town Road on the bed, reverse cowgirl, and on the damn chair? We sweat so damn much. My fresh Bonsu curls sweated the fuck Ooh. Out. We went I'm at it for a good chair. 2 hours, took a shower and slept for another two. Then I had to get up and catch an Uber to the train station, which he paid for. He kissed me. I think everybody thinks we really care about money because they always make a note of like, he said he was going to pay for this.
He paid. Good girl.
Thank you. Okay. He kissed me goodbye and then sent a message saying how much he enjoyed our time together and wish we had more time. Woo child. My poom poom was tingling. Been singing One Night Only ever since. Shout out to Monica Fantastic for the condoms post and the ladies who recommended Skin with a Y. I just so happened to buy some the day before on a whim since they don't have them in Japan and they were right on time. Son, finally got that good dick. I don't think she said. Was he an Asian man? Or was he just there?
He was like Brazilian and somebody
else. Oh yeah, half Brazilian, half Italian.
What was the was that the European drought?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, girl.
I'm happy.
Oh, she
for
was
her.
In Asia. The cousin was somewhere else. Okay.
Okay, that was dope. Okay, whoa, this one's really long. I'ma save that. Let's oh, this is perfect for you to plug your code. That time she orgasms almost killed me.
Oh, perfect.
Embarrassing. I had a moment like that too. I took 14 in one night and bitch almost had a seizure.
14?
Bruh, me and Brittany was acting crazy. We were
y'all took the whole bottle and split it.
We were shaking. I was like, oh, we're gonna die. Okay. She says, hello, ladies. Your podcast is my favorite. I listen to it every day at work. I'm always paranoid about my Bluetooth disconnecting and my coworkers hearing Medina say booty hole. You guys give me the best advice. So, of course, when I kept hearing Kiki raving about how she orgasms makes her feel, I had to try it.
Yes, you did.
What's your code, Kiki?
Kiki said so.
I ordered a sample pack, and when it came, I was so excited. I figured it would be smart for me to try it alone first. So once I settled in, I made a plan to have some fun pleasure in myself. I read the label and thought about how Kiki said, what's your code?
Kiki said so. Mm-hmm. It's a new website. They've got new products. Get you some.
I love that.
The effect they have can be different based on your weight. So what I do? I take 4 pills and attempt to wash them down with wine, except they wouldn't go down my throat. And I began gagging.
Oh, shit.
No one was there but my dog.
Oh, shit.
And he tried to rush over to save
me. That's a good dog. Hey, Lassie.
But of course, that nigga couldn't help me. I thought to myself, is this really how I'm about to die? This is really how God is about to take me out. This is how my family gonna find me, with she orgasm pills stuffed down my throat.
Oh, shit.
Trying to enhance my masturbation session. I can't go out like this, bruh. Somehow, I gathered the strength to get up and grab my Benta water pitcher. Benta?
I don't know what that is. That sounds fancy.
Like filtered water.
They need to be a sponsor.
I was thinking of Brita.
Oh, that's what maybe, I was thinking.
She said Benta.
Maybe it's an Asian one. That sounds Asian. Like a bento box.
Benta water pitcher. I didn't grab a cup or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. I just took the top off and started drinking. I got my breath back and was fine. Then I thought, y'all, well, maybe the water could affect the experience. So I took 2 more. Bruh.
You can't swallow the pills dry.
Correct.
You need some water to wash it down. It's got to dissolve the outside. Go ahead.
Didn't feel a thing and fell asleep. 2 hours later, my whole body was tingling. Mm-hmm. That night, I had multiple orgasms and found out how to make myself squirt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was all worth it. She Orgasms is now a must-have for me. Thanks for the recommendation. What's that code, Kiki?
Kiki says so. There's also a subscription plan, so you don't have to worry about being without.
Is that something to die for?
I might have some in my purse if you want to take some with you and try it out for yourself.
I mean, look,
But all jokes aside, I know some people can't take pills, right? And this is for any sort of supplement. Those in particular, though, if you twist them, they open up. And it's all like herbs and minerals and shit from the woods. So just put it under your tongue, or you can mix it in something else. But the capsules are easy to like pull apart. It's not like a Advil or something where you can't break it up. So please nobody else try and choke and die, because that's not good.
Yeah, do not choke and die.
Don't choke and die. That would not be a good commercial.
Mm-mm.
Now it's time for a Sonica.
Oh wait, what?
To give her cocktails. You're the highlight of our night.
I thought it was over.
No, you didn't. I told you.
She was like, oh, okay, good. We're done.
You got to give us a cocktail. You got to.
You can do any kind of mood. Like, pick a mood.
I
personally
funny,
like funny and embarrassing.
Embarrassing. One time I told a cocktail nasty ones are about good. How a man, a very rich man, was flying me out, I thought.
Yeah.
He bought himself a first class ticket, and he bought me a coach ticket, and we were on the same flight. And he brought me a drink back to coach. It was very embarrassing.
That's hilarious.
It was horrible.
Somebody's fiance handed me their shoes, and I didn't know he was engaged. I mean, handed me my shoes, not their shoes. Handed me my shoes and was like, it's and I was like,
it's time to go. That's why she handed her shoes.
I've been trying to think of something this whole time.
You've had sex, you've dated, you have a story that has stuck out and that you told.
I've also had gas to your
friends. That's the type, that's what a cocktail is. Something you tell your friends and your friends is like, bitch.
What? God, guys.
Do you want to give a cocktail about Gavin?
Y'all know I talk shit all day, right?
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Those are my faves.
You?
Medina might say she's not a man basher. I am.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not trying to be a mean girl, but you know.
It's okay. He's not a mean girl. I'll be the mean girl.
So you just share that story. You share that story and you share it well. Oh my
God, guys. I don't know what to say.
Or you can tell us what happened with Kareem.
Or you could tell us what happened with Kareem. You can give us that whole backstory. Because that's a cocktail. Give us everything leading up to the bed and him grabbing your bun in the
bed. I want
to
hear what happened.
First of all, that was extremely aggressive. I ain't going to lie to you guys.
Tell us how that whole day played out. Did you know you were going to fuck with him?
No, I was trying my, cocktail story real life, right? Good. Y'all are good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, how it happened? I don't even, honestly, I was like.
Horny.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a human. Like, I'm on this island. And then also, it was like coming down. Like, first of all, I just want to put this out there. Everybody think I'm trying to like be like spiteful or anything like that. That was not my intentions to be like just out here wilding. I just felt I was like, it's okay, cool. He's like my friend, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I connected with Kareem more than I did with the girls in the house at that time. Mm-hmm. Real talk. So I was just like, cool, like, let's just hang out, let's just talk. And, you know, they cut, they edit things, and, you know, we just end up talking. I was like, oh, my God, are you in my room? Gavin told me if I, you know, if I'm in a room, like, that's the worst thing I could possibly do. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, is that the worst thing I could possibly do? Oh, no. Based on, like, this situation. And, I mean, you know, things just got a little heated.
How? Were you kissing? Did he grab your booty?
I mean,
was he whispering nasty things in your ear?
I guess all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I choose to play whatever. But also, I've been trying my best to just like stay away from the situation and, you know,
trying your best to not have sex on television.
I was trying to prevent this man from everything, but like, you know, it's just like things just got crazy and like, pulling my hair for my attention. I was looking like I gave him back shots. And I'm just like, God damn! I just out here looking crazy.
Were you getting back shots?
No. I didn't think you looked crazy.
I didn't think you looked crazy
at all.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, no, maybe
you were being the hardest on yourself.
But no, you did not look crazy.
You did it.
You look like, bitch, we want to know what really happened back there.
Well, just too much happened that shouldn't have happened, regardless. Honestly, you know.
Like he sucked his dick and it was little?
Kareem?
No, it's not little?
I wish y'all could see what she
just... Oh, y'all messy.
I just want to know what really happened. I wasn't there at all.
If we have some extreme fans and if they just figure out how to edit and zoom in and figure out what the fuck she just said.
She turned her head. She's smart. She already knows her ankles. They'll never see what she said.
Sonica, did you fuck Kareem?
I did a lot of sexual things with Kareem, but I tell you, I did not have sexual intercourse with that man.
No penetration.
I'm sorry. I don't know that man. I've never seen that man a day in my life. I'm sorry for that man.
With that man. Okay.
Okay.
You know, you can be in compromising looking positions and not do it. So if you say you didn't fuck him, you didn't fuck him.
You in a... We in rooms, okay?
Like, you might cuddle.
Did he grind on me? Yeah. Did when I try to, like, turn my head and not, like, pay attention because I tried to pray to God for peace and clarity and he wanted to get a little aggressive with it and put my... It's so crazy because, like,
the devil is busy. Thing.
Oh, the devil is a busy man. Put my hair... Like, y'all don't know it. Y'all didn't see it.
I like
words
that.
Changed. Like, I turned back and I was like, yo, what the fuck? You're pulling my hair. You know, but it looks like I said something else. Shit's crazy.
So no sex. No,
we definitely bump. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump.
Okay.
Y'all never play hide and hide
and go get it.
Y'all play it. I'm about to play it tonight.
I don't be hiding, so no, I didn't play that. I just go get it.
I told y'all. You know how she just forget it.
You heard.
I was a good girl for too long. I was like, I got catching up to do. The girls have been talking. My cheerleader friends, they've been having a lot of fun, and I'm over here stressed out of school. Fuck that.
Fuck being a good girl. Be bad.
Get your face down here and eat.
Y'all heard it straight from Miss Anika and R. Kelly. It ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mainly a sign for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because R. Kelly was. R. Kelly was out here.
Oh God. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, can I put my name?
Sorry.
It'll be a bleep. I don't like him either. I'll put a bleep. Anyway. Okay. So that's it for this week. Thank you for your cocktail.
Sonica, if you have anything to plug. If you want to plug it right now, you can. If you don't, that's cool. We'll just close out. But
I'm going to just plug something real quick. If y'all want some real cocktail, y'all like rum, I need y'all to get that Captain Morgan rum and a Cruiser rum from the Virgin Islands. Yes, I.
What's your Instagram?
I am Sonica Vera. So I-A-M-E-S-O-N-I-C-A-V-E-I-R-A.
Twitter? Same thing?
Sonica V.
What's up?
That's it. I'm actually the only Sonica. So if you write that shit in there, you better find me.
You will.
Yeah. I've never heard of that name before. I was like, oh, this is cute. This is different.
Y'all already know what's up. Me and Kiki keep it real. We're going to keep giving y'all great content. Follow us at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And I'm at Kiki Said So. Pretty much everywhere, including Cash App.
I will
see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. And okay. Until next time, goodbye.
That was so much fun.
I had so much fun.
Thank you so much for coming.
I feel like it was.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the drive. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Wait on the track. Wait on the track.